Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message.
Today is so important.
Today.
Right? This very moment is so important. Each moment with the Lord is so important. And we want to take full advantage of our union with Him.
The open door.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
That's right. We're in part four of the open door. Let's get right into that now.
That's good.
Let's pray. Father, we love You. Lord, You have been faithful our whole lives.
Yes.
Lord, even before we knew You, You were doing things in our lives to reveal Yourselves to us, to get our heart ready, to open the eyes of our heart, to show us how much You love us and how good You are. And Father, we give our hearts to You.
Yes.
We give our plans to You. We give our desires to You. We just lay it all at Your feet, Father. And we say, Lord, Your will, abundant life, be done in our lives just as it is in heaven. Father, You're good and Your mercy endures forever. It's your pleasure to give us the kingdom. Lord, every good and perfect gift comes from You. So we can, without fear and reservation, just lay ourselves in Your lap, Father, and give You our hopes and our dreams, knowing that no one knows better what to do with the desires and dreams that we have. No one knows how to bring those to pass like You do, Father. And we delight ourselves in You in this moment. And You give us the desires of our heart. You reveal things to us. You unveil things to us. You show us things that no one else could show us. And Lord, we are moving forward in 2024,
Lord, yes.
in an intimate relationship mm-hmm. with You. Mm-hmm. We're not going to allow things of the past to hinder our joy in You, to hinder our hearing from You, to hinder the wonderful things that You are speaking to us each day. We set our ears, the ears of our heart, we set them on You. We give You our attention, and we thank You for leading us in triumph in Christ Jesus. In His name we pray. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 2024, the year of the open door. We've been talking about that. This is part four, and we're talking about the access that we have been given through simple faith in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We've been given this unhindered, free intimacy relationship with God the Father, and no one can take it from us. We've been given everything pertaining to life and godliness in Christ.
That's right.
We've been given all that is good. We've been given the very wealth of heaven. The plan and purpose of God is revealed to us through Christ. So we have been given more than we will ever realize, but we want to let the Holy Spirit open our eyes more each day so that we can move forward skillfully in the plan of God.
That's good.
So our primary scripture has been Romans chapter 5, and let's read that right quick, and then we're going to have some fun here, get into John. So Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, talking about the access that we've been given in Christ. Going to read this out of the Message translation. It says, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. Verse 2, and that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise.
Mm.
This walk with God is not a walk on eggshells. He's brought us into this wide open, spacious place of His love and freedom. And I like what was emphasized this past weekend with the meeting we're at, that as believers, we're not focused on do's and don'ts. I'll tell you, when you get caught up in the goodness of God, you're not thinking about, I can't do this, I got to do that. You're just moving with Him. And I'd like to encourage you to get away from that do's and don'ts mentality and get caught up in knowing Him. Just become absorbed in how much He loves you and how good He is. And you'll find yourself just moving forward, and it will no longer be a walking on eggshells. It'll be a jumping, a dancing, a running, a somersault, you know, cartwheel, let's go, Jesus kind of relationship. And that's what we're in right now. Now, we said some really powerful things during this service, during this series, about the access that we've been given, and that two things that we need to enjoy the full benefits of this access. And I want to continue in there, because there's just so much to benefit from as we review these things and learn these things. So we said the two things you need to have are, number one, a knowledge, and number two, an awareness. And the first one is the knowledge of His love for you. You've got to have that. If you want to enjoy the access you've been given, you've got to know how much, and ask the Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, show me how much the Father loves me. That's Open good. My eyes, the eyes of my heart, reveal to me how much my Heavenly Father loves me. And the Holy Spirit will begin to do that inside of you. He'll give you scriptures. He'll make them real to you. He'll open your eyes. He'll quicken you. Then God's love will become more real to you than ever before. The second one that we've been talking about is the awareness of the voices that we're listening to. And I want to look at an amazing example in John chapter 9. So we want to grow. We want to be regularly growing in the knowledge of His love for us. Regularly growing in the knowledge of His love for us. And then we want to cultivate this awareness of the voices we're listening to, because really there's only one voice we want to listen to, and that's the voice of our Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. We don't want to listen to a stranger, because we don't know the motives of that stranger. We don't know the character of that stranger. We know the motives and the character of our Heavenly Father. Now, God will bring people and ministries and fivefold gifts into your life to speak on behalf of the Father. And when they're speaking in line with the character and heart of God, man, receive that. You know, listen to that. Be quickened by the ministry gifts God's brought into your life. But we wanna just walk with it. We wanna know His voice. There are a lot of voices in the world today. I would say probably more than ever before, because of the internet, the technology that we have, to just be inundated 24/7 with voices. Well, let's go to John chapter 9. I want you to look at something that's just kind of one of the mind-blowing places for me in the Scripture. But Jesus, they're walking down the street with Jesus, His disciples, and the crowds are around, and Jesus sees a man blind from birth. Now, His disciples ask, they say, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, causing him to be born blind? So I want you to see what's in their thinking. They see someone who's in need of healing, and what's their mind go to? Sin. Who's to blame for this? And that still happens today among a lot of believers. Who's to blame for this? Sure. And I want you to pay attention to the voice of your Heavenly Father, to the voice of Jesus. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. Jesus says this, you're asking the wrong question.
Who sinned?
Yeah.
That's the wrong question.
Who sinned? Who's to blame? Wrong question. Why were they asking the wrong question? They were listening to the wrong voices. If you're listening to the wrong voices, you're going to be focusing on the wrong thing and ask the wrong questions.
Sure.
Okay? When you're listening to the Father's voice, you're going to have answers, and you're going to know what to do.
It shouldn't be a surprise to us, but I think it's good just to pause on that for a second
to
realize that our thoughts are often formed by what we hear or what we take in.
What we accept.
If we didn't hear or take in that, we wouldn't necessarily think that way. We could think something different. Yeah. But because of what we've given our ear to and our heart to, what we say and think and what we have by speaking it, we own it, right? When we are owning it, if we're saying it, it's often influenced by people outside. And we wouldn't think that way if we hadn't heard it.
Sure.
And so you say, and I say, how important then to hear the words of the Father who is truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Absolutely.
So we're going to give our ear to him. We're going to give our attention to his word.
So understand, no matter how many voices there are in the world, you don't have to listen to any of them. And by listening, I mean you don't have to accept what they're presenting to you.
That's good.
So what is a voice? A voice presents an idea or a way of looking at something. And when I hear that, I have to decide, do I accept that idea, that way of looking at something, or do I not? And I'm doing this regularly. And when what you're doing when you're meditating in the Word is you're fortifying yourself against distorted voices or wrong ideas, wrong voices that present themselves to you during the day. So you don't even have to consciously sometimes think of it because it just bounces right off the foundation of God's Word that you've built inside of you. And you don't even have to think about, that's not my father.
So
that's not my father.
That's very good.
That's not my father. Oh, no, that's not my father. You just keep on going.
While we were while you prayed at the beginning of the service, I had my hand raised, and I felt that maybe we should explain that. But this is the time, I think.
Okay.
When a man of God or a minister, a woman of God, a minister of God is... Sometimes you'll be listening to them, and you know when they're just about to jump into a prayer. And I mean by prayer, a declaration, a decree over your life. Mm. And so right away, if you're in a church or you just saw me do it this morning, I'll raise my hand right away. And that is indicating that I'm receiving this word.
Yep.
I know this man of God, this woman of God. And I raise my hand as I detect that he's going into something of a supernatural from heaven.
Yep.
Boom, he's going to make a decree or a declaration.
Yep.
And as that, and I say he now because it was you this morning. So I raise my hand to that as an indication that I'm receiving this.
Sure.
And my expectation is for this.
That's so good.
Because I know that it's of God. I know it's good. I know it's in line with his word. And that comes, as you say, from having been in the word, listening to ministers and knowing, is this guy normally say good things? Well, if so, the minute he launches into a prayer, my hand is up to receive that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
So there's both. There's
that's so good.
You know, recognizing wrong, but then there's give me that. Give
Absolutely.
Me that.
Absolutely.
It's of the Lord. Give that
Absolutely.
To me.
Absolutely. Yeah, when you hear that voice of the Father's heart,
boop, up.
Take it, grab it. Listen to it over and over again. Right. Say it, speak it, believe it. Absolutely.
If anything I'm
Absolutely.
Saying, I'm saying I take it. I'm also saying
Absolutely.
That's for me. That's
Absolutely.
For me. Right?
Absolutely. That's
right.
So
exactly.
good. That's so good. So they're walking along. They see this man who's been blind from birth. The disciples are thinking, who sinned, this man or his parents? And the father's voice says this, you're asking the wrong question. You're looking for someone to blame. There is no such cause effect here. Look instead for what God can do.
Love that.
This is where our answer lies. And boy, if you listen to the wrong voices, they'll have you running in circles for the rest of your life, trying to find someone to blame, trying to figure it out. No, instead, look to Jesus. Look instead to what God can do, regardless of what the situation may be, whether it's someone blind from birth or whether it's a situation that just took place yesterday. Look instead for what God can do. Now, the Father continues through his Son. He says, we need to be energetically at work for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When night falls, the workday is over. For as long as I am in the world, there is plenty of light. I am the world's light.
Yes.
Jesus is the light we need
yes.
to see the heart of God clearly. He said this and then spit into the dust. He made a clay paste with the saliva. He rubbed the paste on the blind man's eyes. They had never seen that before. What was Jesus doing? Listening to the Holy Spirit's leading in his life. And he said to the man, go wash at the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. The man went and washed, and he saw. Okay, now look at the next verse. Soon the town was buzzing. What was buzzing? Chatter. All kinds of posts going online, right? Little bits of truth in there and a whole lot of gossip in there, right? Oh, the town's buzzing. People were talking about his relatives and those who year after year had seen him as a blind man begging were saying, well, isn't this the man we knew who sat here and begged? And others says, well, it's him all right, but others objected. It's not the same man at all. It just looks like him. And he said, it's me, the very one. So all kinds of things are being said. What should have been happening? Celebration. The Father's just revealed his will to us through his Son. His will is healing.
Here's what God can
I'm
do.
Next. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, not this is yet. This is God's will. I receive it. Yes. That's what should have been happening. Right. Instead, what's happening? Well, I don't know. Is that the guy? Wait a minute. Could this really be happening? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's not the
so.
Man. He yeah, it's the one. Like I don't know. I know his parents. All of a sudden, all this buzzing is going on, and they're missing their blessing. Because guess what? Jesus wanted to continue ministry to anyone who needed it, but they're too busy buzzing and talking about each other and this man and his history, and not good, right? So a lot of voices start, and that's what happens, and I've seen it so many times
sure.
in my lifetime,
sure.
as even as a young adult, my late teens, early 20s, where how the world would take even a situation that was good and just surround it with controversy and buzzing mm-hmm. through the media. And all of a sudden, the good that was done in that situation is lost. People who don't even know what initially happened because they've been painted a very different picture by the voices of the world. So that's what's going on. And now, let's see, I'm just going to try and for time's sake, skip through verses 9 and 10 and 11. They're asking this man what's going on. The Pharisees get involved. And the people that are buzzing, let me start hit verse 13. It says they marched the man to the Pharisees.
Well, they were the authorities, right?
It's all this buzzing, all this stuff, and they're going to bring them this man and all their noise to the religious experts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. In verse 14, this day when Jesus made the paste and healed his blindness was the Sabbath. Okay, so according to the Pharisees, you can't be healing on the Sabbath. Not according to God, but according to the religious, those steeped in religious tradition. So Jesus has two strikes against him. He just healed a man born blind from birth. Not born blind from birth, that makes that there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And he did it on the Sabbath. Right? Neither one of those is a strike as far as God's concerned. Those are wonderful things. Right? He wants people whole every day of the week. All right. So the Pharisee, they grilled this man. They're grilling this man. No one's happy about what just happened.
That he can see.
Yeah. No one's like thanking God that this man's whole life has been changed. They're grilling him.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the wrong voices do, guys.
Yeah.
Instead of being happy and joyful, you're upset and frustrated. Come on, put yourself right here. Here's a man born blind, and he's seeing perfectly now. That's like, let's have a party. I mean, let's celebrate. This is a beautiful thing. There's not one thing to be sad about in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that, people are arguing with each other. Going back and forth with each other. They march this guy to the religious experts, and the religious experts begin grilling the guy. And they say, what happened? What did he do? You know, how'd this happen? And they said, well, he put clay on my eyes. I washed and now I see. And some of the Pharisees say, well, obviously this man can't be from God. And then some say, well, how can a bad man, you know, do miracles? And they're fighting and arguing themselves. In verse 18, it says the Jews didn't believe it. The Jews didn't believe the man was blind to begin with. Now, isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah.
He's been sitting there who knows how long, and his whole life has changed, and now they just outright deny it.
This is the reg, though, today.
That's how it works.
I deny what is right in front of me.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't fit what what I want everybody to think.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they just say, well, this isn't the guy. They outright don't believe it. They deny it, and they call the parents of the man in. They're done grilling this guy for now. Call the parents in. We're going to skip all that. But the parents are afraid of these religious leaders.
Absolutely.
And they say, you better talk to our son.
They're putting pressure on.
So they call the son back in, you know. And he says, I don't know. We said, what to tell you? I was blind, now I see.
Right.
What else do you need to know? You know? Okay. We know that God is moving through this man. So verse 39, I'm going to jump to for time's sake. Okay? And here's Jesus talking. So all this goes on, and Jesus sees the man later. And And he speaks to the man, and there are Pharisees standing by. I'm going to go to verse 39. Jesus then said, I came into the world to bring everything into the clear light of day. In other words, to reveal the will and heart of God beyond the shadow of a doubt. I came into the world to make God's heart and God's will known to mankind. Okay? And making all the distinctions clear so that those who have never seen will see. And those who have made a great pretense of seeing will be exposed as blind. So in other words, those who are humble, who have a humble heart to accept the Son of God, to receive what God has revealed to us through His Son. Mm-hmm. Their eyes will be open and those who will see. But those who are arrogant and think they know it all are not going to see unless they let go of that attitude, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, so the Pharisees hear this, and boy, they're ticked now.
Oh, sure.
And some of the Pharisees, the religious experts, say to Jesus, they say, does that mean you're calling us blind? Oh, boy. I like what Jesus said. He's so good, isn't he?
So good.
He says, if you were really blind, you would be blameless. But since you claim to see everything so well, your sin remains. What's keeping them from enjoying the abundant life, the hardness of their heart? Their arrogance. This is a great example. You have something so wonderful happening. The heart of God is being revealed to all of these people. A man who should have been seeing from birth has not been. God comes on the scene. Jesus reveals the Father, opens the man's eyes. Should be a great celebration. There should be many more healings that trigger from this one. Instead, people start arguing and fighting. They drag this guy to the religious tradition experts. They start grilling him, grilling his parents. They get mad at Jesus. And then Jesus just has to say it plainly. You know, this I came to reveal the heart of God. And if you think your own wisdom is where it's at, you're never going to know the heart of God until you let go of your high estimation of your own wisdom. Yeah. And we have to realize that no matter how smart we think we are, no matter how much experience, no matter what our IQ is, no matter how many degrees or certificates or awards or acclamations we have, God is God.
That's right.
If He says, come, and I'm sitting in a ship, I can walk on the water.
Right.
If He says, put this clay on your eyes and go wash in the pool, you'll see, I do it. Because He's God. Well, what's the science behind that? There isn't any.
Everyone's so ready to offer.
The clay didn't have special minerals in it.
That's good. It wasn't
the molecular makeup of his saliva that combined with the molecular makeup of the clay that combined with the molecular makeup of the pool of Siloam. It was Jesus listening to the Holy Spirit and doing what his Father told him to do. And it was the power of the Holy Spirit that made that man's eyes see. Good. There are things that our natural mind will never be able to grasp.
The Bible says he's beyond scrutiny.
He is. He is.
Right?
He's beyond our natural capabilities.
That's right.
You've got to know God with your heart. Your mind will tilt at some point with God.
Yeah.
How do you explain someone who has no beginning? I can't figure that one out in my natural mind. My heart rejoices over it. My heart is like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know him. He's my daddy,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you. Well, wait a minute. Now everything's got to have a beginning. How do you get my
name?
No, you're
talking about the inscrutability.
Right. Absolutely. And that's
it. We're not comfortable with that.
Yeah. And if you're not careful in your daily thought process, you can think yourself out of the wonderful things God has for you by relying on your own reasoning.
That's good.
All right? Now, Jesus continues in John chapter 10. And for time's sake, I want to start in verse 7, okay? So understand that John 10 is flowing right with John chapter 9. All those, he reveals the Father. A man's eyes are open and healed. All the voices are buzzing around and grilling and drilling and trying to, you know, cause controversy. And Jesus is revealing the light of the Father. And then he begins talking about anyone who tries to come into the sheepfold, not through the door. Jesus reveals himself as the door. In other words, anyone that tries to convince you of something, of God, that is not coming through Christ, that is not speaking the words of Christ.
That's good.
There's a lot of that going on. Yeah.
There's a lot of that today.
Yeah.
I'll explain God
to you. Right.
But
right.
Apart from Jesus.
Yeah. That can't be done.
Can't happen.
That cannot be done.
That's
so
good.
Jesus talks about this. What are we talking about? The open door. Training yourself to hear the voice of the Father and those who are speaking on his behalf. John 10:7, he says, Jesus therefore said to them again, truly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. That's an absolute statement right there. Therefore, Jesus said in the Weiss translation says this way, most assuredly, I am saying to you, I alone, in contradistinction to all others, am the door belonging to the sheep. Mm-hmm. I'm the answer everyone is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the way. I alone am the way.
Mm-hmm.
I alone am the truth. I alone am the manifestation of the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful. If you want to hear the voice of God, go straight to Jesus.
That's good.
And any voice that doesn't exalt Jesus is never from the Father.
That's good.
You can just save yourself a whole lot of time. If it's a voice that's not exalting Christ as Lord, it's not a voice from the Father.
That's a good tip. Like when somebody's trying
pro
to explain
tip right
God,
there. Pro tip right
or they,
there.
They've got some explanation of God.
Yep.
And to ask the question, well, how does Jesus fit with that? How does Jesus coordinate with that idea?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because most people probably haven't even thought of it.
Right.
They have thoughts of who God is, but they haven't attached the fact that he's the door, as you say.
Yep.
He's the way in which to understand the Father.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's just so good. It's so good. And he goes on in verse 8, he says, all who came before me are thieves and robbers. That's strong talk.
Yeah.
Thieves and robbers. Anyone trying to lure you away or present to you another way other than Christ is a thief and a robber.
That's right.
Just being real with you. Okay? We've got to learn how to hear from God. Anyone who came before me, anyone who's trying to pull you away from me, is a thief and a robber. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved.
Amen.
And shall go in and out and find pasture. The New Testament in modern speech says he will find safety.
That's right. That's right.
The Weiss translation says, I alone in the door, by means of me. Remember we talked about the means of access? By means of me, if anyone enters, he shall be saved and shall go in and shall go out and shall find food.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy, nourishing food that makes you strong in him.
Mm-hmm.
New American Standard, verse 10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Anyone who is trying to lead you away from the revelation of Christ, whether they realize it or not, Satan is using them to try and steal from you. If we're going to go forward in 2024, we got to settle this right now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what their level of status is in any field. If they're attempting you to lead you away from the revelation of Christ, there's something going on there, and the enemy is trying to steal from you through that person.
That's good.
That doesn't mean the person is possessed. I'm not saying that at all. It's just we can put ourselves under the influence of darkness by listening to the wrong voices. All right? So that person may have no idea what they're doing. Sometimes people are very well-intentioned.
Sure.
They're trying to do what they think is best, but they haven't surrendered their thinking to the revelation of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, there's going to be a conflict there. Because he's go wash your eyes in the pool and you're going to see. He's come, walk on the water. He say it, believe it. All things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
He's beyond this natural realm.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a conflict there. And you got to decide, who am I going to go with? The I am or what so-and-so says who's esteemed in this industry. Very important.
This is super important.
Super duper.
Very
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Very good.
So why the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy? These voices are coming to steal from you. I came in stark contrast to these voices. I came, said the door, Jesus, that they might have life and might have it abundantly. The we says that they might be possessing life, that might they might be possessing it in super abundance.
That's right.
Man, that's so good. I want to read that out of the Passion Translation. Giving you some good word here.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus went over it again, verse 7. I speak to you eternal truth. And we go over things many times at Highway because we need it. We need to hear it again and again. It strengthens us. Like I didn't just do one set of 10 push-ups when I was 18.
No.
I've been doing push-ups many, 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 many years. Mm-hmm. They make me stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, right? So Jesus went over it again. I speak to you eternal truth. I am the gate for the flock. I'm what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know God, come to me.
That's right.
You want to hear his voice, come to me.
That's so good.
You want answers for your situation, come to me.
So good.
You don't need to look anywhere else. All those who broke in before me are thieves who came to steal. But the sheep never listened to them. I am the gateway. To enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow. Boy, that's so powerful.
It's very rich.
That's so powerful. I'm going to keep reading a few more,
mm-hmm.
a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
The Message translation, verse 9, says, anyone who goes through me will be cared for.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who goes through me, Anyone who comes to me to know the Father will be cared for.
So that means you can be talking about God, thinking you're dealing with God, thinking you know God. Mm-hmm. But if it hasn't been through Christ, you could end up not. You could end up hurt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You could totally miss him.
And
absolutely.
I think there's probably a lot of people who've experienced this.
Sure, sure.
Where they thought they were dealing with God. They thought they were dealing mm-hmm. in the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have it through Christ.
Right. Right.
And then they've tossed it or said, well, I already tried that.
Right, right.
But Jesus is the door. He's the door to the Father. He's the door to the understanding.
Just one door. It's him. Yeah.
So
isn't that wonderful?
And coming through him, there's you'll be cared for.
You will be cared for if you put your faith in Christ.
That's so good.
As your Lord and Savior. If you realize that he is what you're looking for. That he is the revelation of God's heart to you.
I have to be very honest, Joseph. When I met you, you know the story because we've been together a long time, but I didn't get the emphasis on Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy.
And you had been in church for most of your life. Yeah, your whole life. Actually, right out of the
nursery. Church nursery. Church, yeah. And right. I learned all the stories about Jesus whenever I was in small elementary school.
Yep.
But I didn't understand that he's central. I mean, I knew he was on the cross. That's a big story, right?
Right.
Cross, rose again, Easter. Yeah, I knew he was like big and important. But to talk about this, that everything that you would know about God has to come through
everything,
the person of Christ.
Everything.
Because there's a lot of religion. There's a lot of ideas about God that have not come through
Christ.
An understanding of and faith in Christ.
So if there's anything that I've chosen to believe about God that doesn't agree with the person and ministry of Jesus.
And there'll be times when that
There's a lot of times like that. You're going to be, what do I go with?
Yeah.
Because so-and-so told me that, and they've been a Christian for 30 years.
They graduated from seminary.
Yeah, they've been to a theological seminary, and they're an esteemed theologian.
Exactly.
And they just said this. Does it agree with the person and ministry of Jesus as recorded in the Bible?
Really good.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. If it doesn't, whoever's saying that to you has made a mistake. Okay, they may be well-intentioned, but they're missing.
They're not. So on that point, we'll just put that aside, right?
Yeah, so if that happens, I may not say anything to them. I might just let what they say just kind of, pass right on by. I might just thank them for a nice lunch or whatever and say, you know what, I'm going to get some things done, but we can talk later or something like that, But in my heart, that voice isn't coming in there. Why? Because what that voice that just spoke to me wasn't in agreement with the person of Christ. So I'm going to go with the person of Christ as revealed and recorded in the Scriptures because he's the only way to know the true and living God. Anyone who comes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. I came that they might have more and better life than they ever dreamed of. That's the Message translation. One more. This is the Mirror translation. I am the door and the sheep who enter because of who I am. I like that. Because of what I've just revealed in my ministry about God the Father. The sheep who enter because of who I am is safe to roam freely and find pasture. The thief shepherd has no other agenda but to steal, kill, and he couldn't care less. I love that. He couldn't care less if he lost some sheep.
There's a typo there.
Yeah, there is. I have come with the sole purpose for you to have life in its most complete form.
That's good. That's good.
2024 Highway Family. We zero in on the person of Christ. Everything that we believe about God has to come through what Christ has revealed to us in his ministry. man born blind, what is God's will? To heal him. It's God's will to heal every person. How do we know that? Not by taking a poll of 100 Christian leaders. By looking at Jesus. Not by reading theological books and dissertations. And don't misunderstand what I'm about to say. Well, let's see. Maybe I won't go into that today. But sometimes we can get caught up in some things. It's just funny. Like I saw online popped up that so-and-so is having a debate with a Christian leader is having a debate with a secular philosopher about the existence of God. And I thought, that's kind of funny. That'd be like you and me debating that I have a nose on my face. Why would I ever debate about something so obvious? I wouldn't. Oftentimes, what's done in the name of Jesus is kind of reveals a lack of knowledge of Jesus. There's no reason to ever debate the existence of God. Nothing could be more obvious. Since the beginning of creation, his eternal nature, his divine power has been clearly seen. There, his existence is as plain as the nose on my face. What we do need to know is what is his nature. And the reason it's hard to understand his nature is because we're living in a fallen world. And we can look around us and come to wrong conclusions about the nature of God based on what we've been through or what we see happening. But that's not, this world is a fallen world. The way we understand God is to go through the gate, the door, Jesus, and we can see that it's his will to heal and to make whole and to set free and to bring life in all its fullness. So good. This is so good. So this is what really 2024 is all about, Jesus. I can't emphasize that enough. Yeah.
We said this before. We heard that the new Jewish year actually is open door, that whatever the number, and I don't know it right now, but the Jewish number year, the actual characters that make this number is open door. Mm-hmm. And here we are looking at John 10 here, about Jesus saying, I am the door. Mm-hmm. So if we're paying attention, we would make this the year of Jesus.
Absolutely, absolutely.
For everyone to hear, everyone to hear. Mm-hmm. What is, like I said, I did not know the significance of Jesus to all other things, to all beliefs, to all other understandings of God. And so it makes sense that heaven is putting a spotlight on Jesus this year for everyone to understand and come to him.
So regardless of maybe you've been in church for, 20 years, 25, no matter how long you've known him, or maybe you've only known him a week, we want to exhort all of you, each one of us, to really focus on the person of Christ in 2024. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And any voice that challenges that, we put to the side. We do not listen to. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we're rude to people. True. But as far as our heart and our thinking, we don't accept it. Mm-hmm. We only accept one voice in our life. That's the voice of God the Father, who has spoken to us in these days through his Son. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I want to pray with us. We're going to do two things before we finish this service. We're going to have communion together, and you should have received an email. If you're not on our weekly encouragement email list, you can sign up for that at our website, highwaychurch.us. You'll see a subscribe button. Just click on that subscribe, and you can sign up for that weekly email. You'll be in the know. You get regular encouragement straight from us to you to build you up in the goodness of God. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we are going to have communion in just a few moments here and celebrate what God's done for us through his Son. Mm-hmm. And right now, before we do that, we want to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. And this is such a sacred thing. And by sacred, I just mean holy. I mean super special. I mean set apart, like in our hearts. The church has never been a charity. It's the people of God. Mm-hmm. It's those who have the Spirit of God in them. And we're not trying to keep a charity running by donating our money to it. No, we're in the kingdom of God, and we recognize his plan by raising up apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and we recognize the fivefold gifts that he's brought to us through Highway Church. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you've been called to Highway Church and you're a part of this church, so you respond to that by tithing. Mm-hmm. And it's a special thing, not because of Jennifer or me, but because of what God's doing in your life and what he's ministering to you and to me and to Jennifer, mm-hmm. what he's doing through this ministry.
That's right.
So I would never be a part of a body of believers without tithing.
That's good.
We just wouldn't do it. I never have, and I never will. Why? Because that's a very sacred thing. Mm-hmm. Do I have to do it? I will say it again. It's not about have to. It's I want to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, man, I'm responding to God's relationship with me. Mm-hmm. And I realize that he brought this church into my life to help me grow stronger in him. So how do I respond to that? Well, I listen to the word, listen to the messages. Mm-hmm. I meditate in the scriptures. I practice them. I grow in this reality. I participate in the live streams and the Bible studies and the social media and the podcasts, and I get all that I can. And then I respond by tithing as well. Mm-hmm. I bring my 10% of my revenue, and that's precious because you are working all week
absolutely,
for that.
Absolutely.
You are using your time, your energy, your talents, to and because of the way that you use your time, you got a paycheck. And that's important. And God wants you to live above your paycheck. I'll tell you that right now. He wants you to live well beyond what you think you can afford, because he wants to bless your finances. He wants to prosper you beyond what you've imagined. And I want you to listen in 2024 for ideas from God about passive income.
That's good. They're
listen. Yeah. Let him lead you. Because mm-hmm. the way to generate the more money in your life is not by working harder. It's by letting the Lord lead you in your financial decisions. So we're sowing and reaping in the kingdom of God. We're cooperating with the plan of God. So God raises up apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers who plant churches and do the work of the ministry or train others to do the work of the ministry, who preach the gospel to equip others to do the work of the ministry, of course, doing the work as well. And then we respond to that. We flow in that by bringing our tithes and offerings, and it's all done by faith. And it's a supernatural thing the world doesn't understand, and that's okay. Many believers don't understand. That's all right. But we're in on it. We're in the know in Highway. We're in the know. We're skillful disciples of Christ. Mm-hmm. We're sowing and we're reaping. Mm-hmm. We're responding to what God's doing in our lives through Highway. So we invite you to get in the know. Get in the know. Do what you're due by faith. Sow, reap, worship, trust, believe, meditate, apply, walk in. All that Jesus is in your life. That's what this ministry is about. You can worship the Lord. You can bring your tithes to Highway through highwaychurch.us, our website, highwaychurch.us. Just click on give in the menu, and you'll see the information on your screen as well. There's a number there you can text, 508-502-7733. We also have a Cash App handle, Highway Give. You can good old snail mail. Mm-hmm. You choose the way that works for you. But whatever you do, do it as a response to the goodness of God in your life. Do it in faith, responding to him, and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Father, we come before you right now with our tithes and our offerings. Lord, we acknowledge what you've done in our lives mm-hmm. through Highway Church.
Yes.
We acknowledge that. We acknowledge your supernatural set up.
Yes.
Your supernatural body in the earth. We acknowledge what you've done in our lives through this church and ministry. And Lord, we respond to that not out of out of love, mm-hmm. Lord, not out of I have to, or we're responding out of gratitude and love, and we worship you mm-hmm. with our money. Mm-hmm. We bring to you gladly 10% mm-hmm. of our revenue. And we say, thank you, Father, for showing up big time in every area of my life. And Father, we thank you for receiving what we bring to you today. through highwaychurch.us or through the mail, however we do it. And Lord, we thank you for exponentially multiplying that, for the expansion of this church and ministry, and Lord, also unto each giver, each sower.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we thank you for debt supernaturally taken care of in the Highway family. We thank you for mortgages supernaturally paid. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing streams of revenue into our lives that we don't have to work harder for. Passive income, Lord. We thank you for showing us and leading us and directing us. In Jesus' name, amen.
God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of his goodness, who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life he came to give you.